borders, open borders, open borders, give away the store to illegal aliens, etc. But when he speaks to English-speaking audiences, he sounds a different tune.
There you go.
And I mean, he kind of reminded, in that sense, he kind of reminded me a little bit of Yasser Arafat in this way, that Arafat would speak a different message to Arabic audiences than to the rest of the world.
Okay.
So, I mean, Rubio is talking out of both sides of his mouth on this, at least on the amnesty issue. He hasn't changed his position at all. He is just as committed as he's ever been. And if he becomes president, guess what? We're going to see more of the same, if not worse, at least on the amnesty issue. I mean, as it pertains to the issue of amnesty, he hasn't changed his position at all. He's full bore pedal to the metal, but he also knows that it's extremely unpopular with
conservative Republican
number of Republican
right.
primary voters. And
right.
so he knows he's got to kind of pull the wool over people's eyes. And, oh, incidentally, he also has so far refused to announce his position on the, you know, Trans-Pacific Partnership Accord. Now, if he was opposed to it, he'd be coming right out and say, hey, you know, I'm opposed to this, this is wrong, this is, you know, whatever, whatever. But instead he's like, I'm going to wait until after the primaries are over before I announce a position.
Wow.
Which indicates, to me at least, that he's with the establishment on the Trans-Pacific Partnership as well as on amnesty.
Yeah. Good information, Charles. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and now, go ahead. Go ahead and make your comment. Well, I was just going to say, are you losing sleep over this political season, Trish?
No, I'm not.
But if she was, you have a solution for that?
Absolutely not. Trish is a big fan of her Sleep Number bed, and you've had one for quite a while, right?
Absolutely. I've had one for over 10 years, and that's it. So you can even get all upset and do all this stuff. You lay down, relax a few minutes. Don't watch this stuff just before you go to bed.
Yeah.
and then go to bed on your Sleep Number bed.
Well, actually, the Sleep IQ app you can get on your phone will analyze your sleep if you have the Sleep IQ technology on your bed. And it will actually make suggestions like turn off the screen at least an hour before your bedtime so your brain has a chance to decompress. So, Trish, what is your sleep number?
55.
Your number is 55. Carlos has been varying quite a bit. Lately, he's been, he cranked all the way up to 100, which I guess is akin to, you know.
That's the floor.
Yeah, it's like a tatami mat, you know, but for some people, that's very, very good for their backs. So Sleep Number will give you the best sleep of your life. You can choose your ideal firmness and then change it. It adjusts on each side, perfect bed for couples. And if you want to find out more about the best quality sleep of your life, you can go down, you can do the test, you can lay down on the mattress down there, and it will actually analyze how you're laying and recommend a sleep number for you. Janice and Brian down there at the Sleep Number store of Reading at 1315 Market Street will help you out down there. That is Sleep Number. Find your Sleep Number setting there at 1315 Churn Creek Road. It will be the best sleep of your life. KCNR 1460, we've got lots more coming up. It is 7:17 on Free Fire Thursday.
Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, February 4th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and my special guest, Lou White. That's February 4th in Elements Lounge. 243-3377 for reservations. It's going to be a great night. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. It's Thursday morning, so it's Chris Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
If you're wanting to join us, you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a phone call at 530-605-4567 and get in on the conversation. So we kind of started the morning with, and we're going to finish out the whole political thing now and then move on to another topic. But, you know, the Democratic caucus, that's kind of interesting as well. If you sit back and look, you've got an avowed socialist. And then you've got just a very liberal female who's now trying to sound a little left of the socialist because he's kicking her fanny in this
right,
guy.
Right.
I mean, and he's coming out of nowhere. And I have to stop and think, you know, gosh, even 10 years ago, if you accused somebody of being a socialist, that was one of those words you just couldn't call anybody. Now he's using it as a bumper sticker,
right.
And people are loving it. I mean, he's a socialist. Yay!
Strikes me as unclear on the concept.
I think that's got to be. I mean, it makes you just go, what in the world kind of a world am I living in? And that's, you know, from the Democratic side, for me, it's pretty scary. I think she's going to slide. She shouldn't. She should be in San Quentin. Ms. Hillary, so many people have gone to jail for so much less than she has done. I'm not sure that she's going to end up there, though. I think they're just going to continue to let her float.
Do you think she has a shot?
I don't know, but if she doesn't, and if it continues to get cloudy, I mean, are you serious that we might end up with Bernie Sanders?
Oh gosh, I don't even know. I don't know about Bill Clinton being Mrs. What would you call him? The first husband?
The first husband. Exactly. The whole concept.
That would just be crazy. That's almost like movie. That needs to be on like Scandal or something.
Yeah, it's you wouldn't figure that would be a movie anybody could make. So I mean, I don't know. It's certainly interesting. I think that the next debate, we have another debate coming up, I believe next week, the Republican debate. Saw where a couple of them, maybe yesterday, did I read where Rand Paul
Paul is out.
Paul is out and the other
Santorum.
One. Santorum. Yeah, they both dropped.
I'm surprised I even remembered those names because I have been just so exhausted already, and it's just getting started.
It is. So that's true. And you mentioned earlier something about Facebook is lots of opinions.
I literally just decided to take a break from Facebook last week just because not only was it giving me anxiety to read what people were posting, but I was liking my so-called friends less and less because of what they were sharing. And it's like, you know, and if you, I respect people's right to their political views, but when you're sharing stuff on Facebook that's bashing my political views, you know, that's where I get frustrated, and I literally was getting anxiety, and I'm like, you know, social media is not supposed to, like, give me anxiety.
Becomes less of a intelligent discourse with logic and rationality. Of course, that's never been a big factor in politics ever, to who can be the snarkiest.
Yeah, absolutely, and I don't know, very ignorant type of posts, and I was just like, you know, I don't have the time or energy to put up with this, and
that's both sides of the spectrum.
It is. Oh, I've seen people that I believe in their political views bash. I just don't think you need to be bashing each other. I think there's like a mature conversation. You can respect each other's points of view and educate each other and offer opinions, but you know, you don't have to like attack each other. And that's where. And I don't put anything political on Facebook or anything that. Controversial on Facebook because that's not the place to discuss that kind of thing. You know, I just don't.
Well, and I concur with that. Now, I do post political things to the extent that if something comes out from Rush Limbaugh or you know, one of those that is supporting Cruz, because I've come right out and said I'm supporting Ted Cruz. So if there's a nice thing pointing out an endorsement for Cruz or something positive like that, I put that post on. I do not put my opinion of whatever that is alongside
right.
it.
Right. Or bashing people who don't agree with you.
Exactly.
Right.
No, I just simply repost that, share that from another website. And I think the interesting thing is, though, Facebook is really so much calmer and less explanatory because everybody knows your name. You really want to get into the mudslinging, dirty comments, ignorance of everything, go to a blog.
Oh, those are the worst ones.
Yes. Go to the where they can come on like on the Record Searchlight and they can talk without being identified.
Yeah. It's
that
like Princess 392.
That is such a waste
right.
of your time. Mm-hmm. If you can't put your name on it, then I don't want to read it.
You're right, and I don't even read those blogs.
I don't either.
Searchlight. It's
haven't
really
for
bad.
For years. Haven't since, yeah. haven't since about a month and a half after I made the announcement that I was going to thinking about running for the assembly. And somebody said, oh, did you read the blogs? And I did for the first time in a long time, and that was the last time I've looked at anything since.
Maggie
ignorant.
John, you both know uh-huh. Maggie mm-hmm. John. What a gracious lady, and she compared that to passing roadkill.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. When I was awarded the 2010 Business Person of the Year, they did an article in Record Searchlight, and there was comments, and a couple of them were like, well, congratulations. And then one guy wrote, she's kind of cute. And then there was a debate over my looks. That's what the blog. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, that was the last time I read it. I'm like, you know, whether how cute I am or whatever. I'm just like,
what does that have to do with
this?
This
is like a prestigious award. And I was just like, oh, but that's what people do. They get really catty like that. And
yeah. Well, I have a mental picture of the average blogger. They're sitting there with a bottle of beer, a wife beater T-shirt,
living in their mom's basement.
Living in their mom's basement. Yeah,
they play online video games in their spare time and then blog in the other spare time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I I haven't, like, that was my last, and that's what 9 years ago. I haven't looked at a blog or paid any attention to that seamy side of life. As far as Facebook though, I concur with you. I unfriended one of my nephews And he was very upset with me. He said, "Oh, Aunt Pat, you can't unfriend me. I'm your nephew." I said, "You know, Jamie, I really like you. But your political opinions, offend me. And so every time I see a post of yours, I'm unliking you."
Yeah, I'm unliking you more and more.
And so I really want to continue to love you, so I'm unfriending you. I don't want to read
your
stuff.
That's right. I won't unfamily you. And speaking of that, my son and I got in an argument like a year and a half ago, and he unfriended me.
Okay.
And so just because we got in this other argument, and so then, of course, you know, he was like 22 at the time, and so then, you know, a few months later, we work it out. And I'm like, you don't need to un-mom me, because literally he had like connected me as his mom and then un-mommed me. And I'm like, you don't need to un-mom me when we get an argument. Like, let's be mature about this. Let's talk about it like two adults. Because then he had to ask me to be his friend again, of course, when we fixed it all. But anyway, it is funny. And I think, you know, I think Facebook and social media, it's an interesting tool. It's a way to connect. There's really great benefits to it, especially I have family out of the area and, you know, friends from high school and college that it's great to stay in touch with. And even local friends and their kids are going to prom or graduating and getting their driver's licenses and all these fun, you know, milestone moments. It's great to see those that you wouldn't know about. But at the same time, you know, it's a blessing and a curse in some of these other ways that we kind of know.
I don't really
want
to know what kind of a day you've had blow by blow.
Yeah. There's this great meme that I saw a few months ago, a little quote, and it said, you know, it had a laundry basket. It said, "Dirty laundry goes here," and it said, "Not here," with a Facebook logo.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we don't need to know about your breakups or that you're in a complicated relationship or any of the other crazy stuff that's going on in your life. Just only the positive, good stuff.
The positive, good stuff that, I concur. I find it interesting. The other evening I thought, gosh, you know, I've sat here for a half hour. I've had a bit of a conversation with my adopted daughter back in West Virginia, connected with a friend in Alabama, and talked to another nephew in Idaho, just chatting back and forth on the social media stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of cool.
It's great.
It really is, that you can keep in touch without actually picking up a phone. Because the younger people, that's part of the issue, they don't return phone calls, but they will text you back.
Oh, but they're horrible.
Yeah.
My daughter's always like, her friends are like, "Okay, I can't talk right now, but I'll text you."
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, I just want to have a conversation.
Right. So we're going to take a break right now and come back with another topic on the other side.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Sierra Cascade Logging Conference celebrates the North State's logging and construction industries February 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson, with indoor and outdoor expo for the whole family and free admission for all. Sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Sierra Pacific Industries, NorCal Kenworth, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy the Excavator Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. A great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry, with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2016 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Event sponsors include Tri-Counties Bank, WM Bating Associates, Eddie Axner Construction, Mendocino Redwood Company, Murphy Veneer, Hughes Trucking, West Coast Industrial Systems, and Warner Enterprises.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa are bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. Enjoy picking up your sweetheart in Redding's best limo in town, NorCal Limo. Then head over in style to the wonderful Boheme Spa and relax with the wonderful couples massage. Experience an unforgettable memory. Call into KCNR 605-4565 or email me, Molly, at kcnr1460.com. We will be picking a winner February 12th live on our morning show. It's KCNR's Valentine's Day giveaway.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
7:34 and let's call it about 44 degrees in Redding, warming up a little bit. We can see temperatures pushing into the 70s within the next several days. A couple of quick events to tell you about. The Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet will be happening on February 19th. Call Vince Stevenson at 949-5000. There'll be a gun raffle. To get yourself an invitation for a ticket, email your name, address, and phone number to, if you want that addresses, want those addresses, give me a call here at KCNR. Also, the Women Proudly Serve event from the Women's Veteran Alliance. You have to register by February the 12th. It's a no-cost event open to any women who have served in the military or are currently serving. And we can get you more information on that. That's going to be happening on the 20th. And before I return control of the program, I want to let you know this portion of Free Fire Radio, brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents. Take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's Thursday morning, so it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. It's Clark Squared.
Clark Squared. There you go. If you'd like to join us, you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. If you don't call us with things you want to talk about, we'll just continue to talk about what we want to talk about. So, you know, one of the things I've been noticing, Sharon, are the collisions.
Yesterday was crazy. Two head-ons, and then we had the big rig one the day before, and it's so, just...
It's not like, you know, at the beginning of the rainy season, we have a spurt usually of accidents because people are, the roads are slick from the dry weather and people are not used to it. But, gosh, we're into our, third month of pretty much rain.
Mm-hmm. And I think the other concern is that, you know, some of the, 75% of what we're seeing is, you know, drug and alcohol related. And yesterday, both of those head-ons, one of the drivers was impaired, and they were like at 6:30 in the morning and 8:30 in the morning. One guy was dropping off his child at Parsons or Rother right there, and was dropping off a child and was impaired and hit another driver who was dropping off his granddaughter. And then the one on 273 was a gentleman in a minivan driving to a doctor's appointment and someone coming the wrong direction down 273, and he saw his headlights coming at him. And, you know, luckily, in those two accidents, there was no major injuries, but it's not even like it's 2 in the morning and someone's coming home from the bar and we can avoid the roads. This is like daytime where it could be you and me and a family, you know.
Heading to work.
It's never an excuse, you know, but we all kind of, you know, think we can avoid some of this if you're not out on the holidays and you know, Memorial Day and New Year's Eve night and those kinds of times when you think there may be more impaired drivers. But I just feel like, you know, this is just another indication of Reading just getting out of control with some of these, with the folks that are, you know, relying on drugs and alcohol and not getting treatment and getting out of control. Who drives their child to school in the morning impaired like that?
Yeah.
That's just, what a risk.
Unfortunately, probably too many people, and it all goes back again to, as you indicate, the quality of life for so many of the people in the North State is different than we would like it to be.
Right. If you're an addict, I guess you you just don't see those risks, those risk factors. But, you know, we had our, the little 10-year-old girl pass away last week. I shouldn't say pass away, was killed. And, you know, it's just, it's tragic, tragic, tragic stuff. And I just, my heart goes out to that family. And you know, the big rig one happened, a big rig rear-ended a car, but there was, I believe, no impairment there on, in any of the drivers. It was just, you know, he
big
couldn't stop in time.
Yeah, yeah, and traffic being slowed up.
Yes.
And that makes people really antsy. I know I was headed to Reading one day, Wednesday, I guess, and I saw that traffic stopped 5 miles ahead. And I quickly calculated
right
which intersection was that.
Right, get off or ahead of time.
Well, and fortunately, I was able to get off because it was just beyond the turnoff to go downtown, and just past Cypress and the next turnoff
right.
there to go to, you know, to downtown and all points. But it was just as soon as you got past there, the traffic was piled up, and I guess it was congested for a long time.
What do you think? When you have like the young man that is accused of, you know, driving drunk and killing the young gal last week, was at the hen house and ended up leaving with like 0.029, or is it 0.29? What is it, Bob? Is it
point two nine? Should have been dead.
Yeah. So 0.029 is that three times?
Is the legal limit?
Yeah. So he was three times. So what would that be?
About 24.24.
So what do you think the establishment's responsibility is? Do you think they have any? Because, you know, when you have someone who's that impaired, that literally when they picked him up, they quoted in the record searchlight that he didn't even realize that he had killed anyone. He didn't even realize anybody was really
having
hurt.
Breakfast.
Yeah, at IHOP. That's what I heard. I'm just wondering what, you know, because I do, you know, I'm always a proponent for small business. I always want to support small business. But, you know, do you think the bartenders in these places have any responsibility to who they serve and how much that person drinks?
Well, as a matter of fact, I believe that they can be held liable.
Mm-hmm.
You're not to serve an impaired person.
I think that is a state law.
I think that's a state mm-hmm. law. So I think you're right. If he, in fact, left there and went directly and did this, I'm thinking there is certainly some liability
right.
there that they're not going to, that we'll be hearing about.
Yeah.
I'm almost sure there's a state law that you cannot serve, you know, once you realize they're impaired and beyond a certain
mm-hmm.
point. And
then I kind of feel bad for the bartender who's got a bar full of people, and some people can drink. And I mean, I've had friends that I thought, oh my gosh, they haven't even had that much to drink. And the next day they're like, whoa, I'm glad I spent the night. I couldn't have driven. And so some people carry their alcohol different, you know,
yeah.
respond differently. So you've got this bartender who's got a bar full of people who's supposed to now judge everyone's demeanor as they're serving them.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, what do you think, Bob?
Well, there is an ordinance in Reading where I believe if you are hosting a party and someone at your party is gets too drunk, you could be find yourself in trouble.
Right.
If they go out and get
yeah.
hurt. Yeah.
So I think it's one of those kind of moral moments that you're just supposed to.
You know,
yeah.
it is because I'm a big proponent of personal responsibility and not blaming it and being able to lay off your bad behavior on other people.
Sure.
You drank too much. It's your responsibility. You ought to get the blame for that and be responsible and suffer the consequences and not spread it around to the maker of the alcohol or the person that poured the drink.
Right.
So yeah, but on the other hand, he is there and he's watching and this guy is going to get in the car and leave. There's got to be some kind of liability there if the guy's three times the legal limit. He's been there a while just by sheer magnitude of how many drinks he had.
Right. Because you have to know that, like, so many drinks in an hour or shots. This is what's crazy about this young generation, my daughter's and son's generation, is they do a lot of shots. Like, we had beer.
Mm-hmm.
We did, like, a beer bong. You know, that was, like, when I was in college, is all about beer and maybe, like, a tequila shot here and there or something, like kamikaze or something. But these kids all do shots. And so it's really tough for them, I think, to understand how strong that is. And if you do three shots in an hour, you know, it's not like having a glass of wine.
No.
And they'll, you know, just think, oh, I just had a couple shots. It's not the amount of alcohol. It's how much alcohol is in the shot you're drinking.
And that quickly and straight into the bloodstream.
Yeah.
And because if you have a cocktail with that same shot in it, that's going to take you 30 minutes,
right.
25 minutes to drink that
right.
cocktail. And so it's, and you're mixing it with something else. Whereas the shot, three shots in an hour. Wow.
And they're doing drinking games with shots. And, you know, it's just like what they do. They have their bottle of whatever, and they make all these flavored vodkas now, peppermint and chocolate and banana and all this. And this is what these kids are drinking. And I just think that's definitely not helping our, you know, DUI situation when you've got all of these kids. This is what they're able to grab is a bottle of this.
Yeah, it's a big thing in the bar now to mix Red Bull with something or other. It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My solution to drinking too much was I only drink stuff that's like $50 or more per bottle. So you kind of meter it out.
You're talking sipping stuff here.
Yeah, pretty much sipping stuff.
Yeah. And you know, it's hard. It's a good discussion for society perhaps to have, because there's no question that as the country we came from, Europe is alcohol, wine is a part of the what we
lifestyle,
do.
Basically.
The lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And certainly in America, we drink. I mean, we went through the whole prohibition thing. The average American home has alcohol in it. They consume cocktails. We have bars all over the place. It's part of what you do. You have a cocktail, you have a glass of wine with dinner. I kind of grew up that way. Italian families, you drink wine when you're a child.
Social lubricant.
Exactly. So yeah, but obviously,
courage.
it's getting out of hand.
For sure.
You know, when you've got that many DUIs and that many, like you say, this shot thing with kids. So.
And I think as a society too, we can get. I mean, someone was at the hen house and saw this guy. And other people are at any bar at any given night may see somebody walking out that's had too much, that's getting in a vehicle. And if we can make a call to have that person checked out, you know, we obviously need to take responsibility. We can't rely on our undermanned.
I'd rather talk
department.
About getting him into the car and try to get him into a cab and call
that's
the cops
great.
On him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Get him into a cab. Or if you are feeling really, really, you know, you want to really put on the dog and show around town, you get yourself a limo. This is what we call a Segway, by
okay,
the way.
Great.
NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. Enjoy picking up your sweetheart in Redding's best limo in town, NorCal Limo. Experience driving through Redding's most romantic areas while sipping on complimentary champagne and what will be an unforgettable memory. Head on over in style to the wonderful Boheme Spa, where you can relax with a couple's massage. Be pampered head to foot and enjoy a calming, customized experience. Call in right now for this Valentine's extravaganza, 605-4567. We will pick a winner February 12th, live on the morning show, NorCal Limo, 276-8851 for rates and reservations, and Boheme Spa, 223-1300 to find out more about their products and services. More Free Fire Radio after this.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm excited about Second Tuesday Dinner in February because we are going to the Cottonwood Eatery located in historic downtown Cottonwood.
That's right. With old-fashioned country hospitality, hometown food made from scratch and served up with the right amount of love and attention.
I love the friendly community feel, the branch-style food, and the amazing desserts.
Please join us at the Cottonwood Eatery on Tuesday, February 9th as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi. I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 AM.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's Thursday, so you got Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
If you'd like to join us, jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. What's going on in the chat room, Bob?
Not a whole lot at the moment. There was some discussion about driving under the influence, and basically the consensus is, you know, if you're going to imbibe, do so responsibly. And we have, unfortunately, any number of, we've always had that problem, of course, mm-hmm. of people who just think that they overindulge and think that they are indestructible and unfortunately end up destroying someone else's life.
Yeah, or their own, or I mean, there's all kinds of bad things to it. The one of the things that is available, as you indicated, is the limo services, taxi rides. Figure out a different way to get home. It's just not worth it.
Hopefully, really. We'll get Uber at some point.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, because our taxi service. Because I've been out with friends, and you know, sometimes it's like we've been told it's going to be 40 minutes to get a taxi there.
Yes.
On certain nights, and so you know, it would be great to have some other options. Because as women, you know, when I'm out with a couple girlfriends, you know, really two glasses of wine is all I'll drink. You know, with a snack, you know, over a couple hours, because you know, and depending on our day and how much we had for lunch, I mean, you know, I think we have to be really responsible with that, and so. But I wish there was more options as far as that. But I just end up, you know, having my third glass at home.
You know, I remember a time, I don't know because I'm in a different, I lead a single life now as opposed to a married life. But I remember that for a lot of years, we did a lot of home parties.
Mm-hmm.
We'd take turns with our friends and we'd all get together and play cards or we'd have functions at, especially during the summer, at people's homes that lived close to us. So nobody had to drive.
Right, and I prefer that.
That was,
you know,
really
I definitely
the best of
would
all
prefer
worlds.
To be,
I mean,
at someone's house. Absolutely. Yeah. And the other funny thing is, like, as I've gotten older, you know, I'm 46 now. You know, when I had a gal that worked for me got into a karaoke contest, and it was like a Wednesday night at 10:30, and I'm like, I'm in bed at 10:30. Like, I don't go out at I used to go out at 10:30, you know, in college. Now it's like I go out for a cocktail after work, and then I'm home by 7. I can't go anywhere out at like 9. You know, that's just not anything I want to do anymore. I definitely feel my age coming on.
At 46. Whoa. Yeah. and I'm not there. I'm a night person.
Now, if I went out at 5 and the party was going on till 9, I'd be out at 9. But I can't go home and then go back out.
Yeah.
I have to already be out. I know that sounds funny, but
I hear that too.
Yeah. I mean, once I'm home for the night, I'm home. I'm not going to
go out.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I'm not going to
start early, go out to dinner, bubble. I can stay out.
Right.
But you're right. If anything after 7:30, I probably don't want to go there.
No. I know we sound.
Anyway, I'm hoping that, you know, the only problem I have with the, I still have an issue about the DUI checkpoints. I just have an issue. Our Constitution, I know they've constitutionally tested this, and they've said that they can pull you over like that, I have a real problem with it. Our Constitution says they have to have a reason.
Right.
And then to make me get into a line with a whole bunch of people and I haven't done anything, they haven't witnessed me doing anything, I got in line 2 blocks ago, they have no reason whatsoever to pull me over, and yet I have to go through this inspection and have them ask for my driver's license and check my car out, and I haven't done anything to give them the right to search.
You know, and it's interesting.
It just bothers me.
You know, I read an article written by an attorney who said when you go through those, you literally can have your license and registration, stick it up to the glass, and show them as you go by, and they really can't force you to roll your window down and hand it to them. There's some gray area there with how that can be handled. I mean, and of course, I would always comply. As I'm sure you would, but there are people.
I'm not sure I would. I've never been stopped. I'm not sure because I resent it so badly that they have gone. We keep giving up our rights one little bit at a time.
I didn't see exactly which comment she was referring to, but Rally Sally said, wants you to ask Tim Pappas about a constitutional, because he is a constitutionalist.
Yes. Yeah. This has been tested a few times and talked about a few times because. They haven't seen me do anything that gives them the right. Like, they just can't pull you over on the freeway,
right?
For no reason. They have to come up with something, and they will. The broken taillight.
You didn't signal when you changed lanes. Yeah.
I mean, they have to come up with a reason, and they have to. You have to be able to substantiate that. It's kind of like the Second Amendment and the fact that I have to get a concealed weapons permit to carry a gun. Gosh, I do it because I'm going to abide by the law, but my interpretation of the Second Amendment says I have a right to carry that gun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need a permit, an additional set of bureaucratic paperwork to allow me to carry that gun.
Expensive bureaucratic paperwork.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Expensive. Now, do I have any problem with the idea that people should be trained to know what they're doing with the gun? Absolutely not. But once again, we give up our rights and allow government more intervention one little step at a time. We bought into the whole DUI checkpoint because, well, if it'll keep a drunk driver off the road, I'll give up one of my rights.
Mm-hmm. I see that point.
You see what I'm saying? So I struggle with each one of these. It is a good idea, but each time we do it, we're giving them one more little way to take away our freedom.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
So let's go to the phones. Coach Bob?
Hey, good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Yeah, the issue to me is simple. It's the frog in the cold pan of water over the stove. You know, once it heats up to boiling, you're dead, and you didn't realize it was happening. It's one little thing at a time.
You got it.
But what disturbs me the most about the DUI stops is when I read in the paper that they conducted one, very little comes of it.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people are arrested for the expense.
You're right.
And the trouble everybody has gone through, the police and everything else, the expense doesn't equal the value we're getting from it.
Yeah,
that's
usually they get
comment.
A couple suspended licenses or something. Thank you.
Coach Bob, really good point. And I guess what I would like is to see, I mean, I see it, things that people driving in a manner that they should be stopped on a regular basis. I have people come flying by me when I'm going slow because it's raining or it's windy or what have you, and I have people come flying by me. Where's the cop in that situation? They're over.
Gosh, haven't we all thought that?
I mean, and yet and you're right, there's a lot of manpower involved in setting one of those up, a lot of time spent. And I'm not sure that we get the benefit
most
of it.
Most of the time, I think it's like a couple people driving on a suspended license or something like that. I don't see, and I agree with that, I don't often see that there is an actual DUI arrest.
Well, and they tell us they're going to do them. So I think that people pretty much have those corridors figured out where they do them.
They used to tell you where they were going to do them. When I first moved to Reading, they would put it in the paper where they were going to be.
Yeah.
So at least they quit doing that, because that was really, I think, a waste of manpower. People would be putting it on. Watch out, there's a DUI checkpoint. Still on Facebook, they'll tell you. Watch out, there's one on Hilltop.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. As soon as they set up, then it goes out immediately.
Yeah.
It's texted all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when we were back in the days of the CVs, and you had them in your cars, and everybody had a CV. And if you were on the freeway, I mean, you knew where every police officer was for 20 miles in each direction because the truckers were letting you know,
yeah.
you know, smoky ahead, smoky here,
that's
smoky
what they called
there.
It, smoky.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Exactly. And they, I mean, so you knew exactly where they were.
Oh, yeah. Breaker, Channel 9. I remember my stepdad had a CV.
Oh, yeah, Smokey and the Bandit. I mean, for heaven's sake, that, it was. But you absolutely, and then we had the little things that to spot them where they were at anywhere. You could pick up radar and know where the cops were, so.
Absolutely.
So
that was funny. Those were funny days.
You know, it was funny days, but we just do it different now.
And we have Jerry on the phone. Jerry, you're at about 1 minute. Go.
Go, Jerry. Good morning.
Chris, you're my new hero. On this DUI thing, I thought I was the only person that was against it. I'd like to draw your attention to about 20 years ago in Indiana, they tried to push through a drug checkpoint, and that in which the cops would be able to search your car for drugs.
Oh, my gosh.
And I swear it went all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. And I barely got defeated 5-4. So the police state never stops coming on, doesn't it?
No, that's exactly right. Good. Wow, Jerry. I think a lot of people agree with me. They're just not as vocal as I am about it.
It was amazing that it didn't make more news that gee, we almost got drug checkpoints in
yep.
there for lack of one vote in the Supreme Court.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Jerry. And we'll be right back. After these messages.
And this is KCNR Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. President Obama told the National Prayer Breakfast that faith is a great cure for fear, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Addressing the annual prayer gathering here in Washington, the president shared a verse from 2 Timothy.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
The president said faith and Jesus are good cures for fear. He also spoke about tolerance for different religions. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking at a gathering in London today, said the U.S. is putting new money toward educational opportunities for refugees in the Middle East.
It also includes $325 million in development assistance, $290 million of which is new funding specifically to support schooling for 300,000 refugee youth in Jordan and Lebanon.
Kerry noted that the U.S. is spending $900 million to help with the refugee crisis in Syria. A pharmaceutical chief scorned over severe price hikes for a potentially life-saving drug has refused to testify at a congressional hearing. Martin Shkreli exercised his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. More Americans sought unemployment benefits last week.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless aid increased by 8,000 to a seasonally adjusted 285,000. The less volatile four-week average edged up to 284,750. The number of people seeking benefits has remained below the crucial threshold of 300,000 for the past 11 months. That suggests employers are holding on to their workers and looking to hire on the expectation of continued economic growth.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Orders to U.S. factories fell sharply in December, closing out a year in which demand for American manufactured goods fell for the first time in 6 years. It's been a bouncy ride for the Dow, but now way up into positive territory, up by 125 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
The woman who tipped police to the Islamic State commander of the November 13th attacks in Paris says he told her he had entered the Paris region among a multinational group of about 90 extremists. Lori Heinert has more details.
The woman who tipped police off to the location of the Islamic State commander of the November 13th attacks in Paris tells RMC television he told her he entered Paris with a multinational group of about 90 extremists. He said they were still scattered in the area.
And in an interview, the woman identified only as Sonia said that Abdelhamid Aboud was proud of the attack that killed 130 people. Average long-term U.S. mortgage interest rates fell for the fifth straight week amid volatility in world financial markets. The mortgage buyer Freddie Mac announcing today the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage slid to 3.72% this week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz says he wouldn't waste any time undoing the Obama legacy if he makes it to the White House.
If I'm elected president on the very first day in office, the first thing I will do is rescind every single illegal and unconstitutional executive action taken by President Obama.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is accusing his rival, Ted Cruz, of stealing the Iowa caucuses and demanding a do-over. On the campaign trail yesterday in Little Rock, Arkansas, Trump said he liked the reception he'd been getting.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All over the country this is happening, folks. All over the country.
Meanwhile, Republican candidate Marco Rubio now working to court Rand Paul supporters now that Paul has suspended his campaign. At a campaign event in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the third-place finisher in Iowa told would-be Paul voters that he shares a Kentucky senator's views on how to prosecute drug crimes and other issues. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning, North State. This is KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It's Thursday, so this is the Clarks.
Squared, Sharon and Trish.
There you go. The Clarks squared, Clark with an E, one without. All those things. But bottom line, it's us ladies here today
taking
with
over
you
the mic
on Thursday. And we had a great first hour. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to do some fun stuff as the morning goes on, some great conversations. The weather, it's 43 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 58 degrees and a low of 40. Partly sunny, partly cloudy. Friday, we're looking for mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain. A high of 60 degrees, slight chance of rain Friday night. A low of 44. On Saturday, we're looking for partly sunny and a high of 64. On Saturday, we're looking for a high of 64. And on Sunday, we're going to be up to 71 degrees.
And while it's going to taper off a little bit, I want to give some good news about Shasta Lake. Full lake is 1067 feet above sea level. We're currently at 980 feet, and I'll save you the math, that means we are 87 feet from the top.
Yay!
Wow, really
awesome.
And the better part of that is we've got an awesome snowpack. If you've noticed lately, we were speaking to Facebook earlier, the photos of Mount Shasta that are being posted on a regular basis. Haven't seen the mountain like that for a while, and it looks absolutely beautiful. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally and veteran-owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So, new subject this morning. Oh, we have a phone call right off the bat. We're going to go to talk to Rally Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Trish.
Welcome.
Yeah, I asked to be able to call in and make an announcement. The family of Lavoie Finicum has asked for a nationwide remembrance of Lavoie. They are going to be burying him on Friday, 3 to 5 p.m., and they're asking for anybody who wants to commemorate him, his life. He is an American hero. And we're inviting people to come. We are going to do one in Reading, and we're going to do it on the corner of Bocelli Lane and Hartnell, right there where the U.S. Circuit Court is.
Okay.
The address is 2986 Charlie Lane, and we're going to do it tomorrow at the same time that he is going to be buried, Friday, between 3 and 5 p.m. We're asking people to come out, bring signs, bring American flags or Gadsden flags. Those are the don't tread on me flags. And come on out and let's commemorate the hero that was assassinated up in Oregon.
Pretty strong words, Sally.
Excuse me?
Strong words. And you know, I think it's discomforting to me that we're not getting any information from the authorities.
We are not.
And that's uncomfortable for me.
Well, we know that there was no warrant for his arrest. They didn't have anything. They didn't assist him once he was shot medically. And they didn't even attempt to handcuff him. Now, those are three things right there that are that go totally against the law.
And certainly the eyewitness testimonies that have come forward. again, it would be nice if we had something from the authorities to balance out the information that's out there.
Well, they just want it to go away, and that's one of the reasons why these rallies are so important. I just watched a video yesterday from a group in Ohio that held a vigil for him. So if Ohio can do it, certainly we can.
Well, you know, the bottom line for me is that there is absolutely no question that the actions of the federal government that started this whole thing, the BLM and their actions in all of the government-owned properties throughout the United States, has been overbearing and wrong for so many years as they've tried to force people off of their land, off of the government, the property of the people. They've taken the stance that it's their land, and they've pulled some awful things. I certainly, you know, we've been involved in all of these different situations with grazing and timber and everything else, where the heavy-handed government has come in and made decisions without input of the people that have been certainly negative for the citizen.
Yes, and the people were being called terrorists, and yet the people in Ferguson who, you know, were rioting and looting, they were never called terrorists.
There you go. Yeah, and the what happened to the people up there that with that those whole backfires and all that, I've seen footage of the BLM's actions and those burns and the fact that we're talking about 139 acres of property in total for all the time those people have spent in jail. What precipitated and started this sit-in, whether that was right or wrong, certainly the federal government is in my mind to blame for it all.
Well, and the governor calling for the federal government to step in when it was her prerogative, she should have been the one to handle it. But she called in the FBI, and that's where it went south.
Yeah. Well, it's very sad, and certainly for that family, however this all shakes down. And, of course, the problem with these circumstances is that we, the people, never know the truth one way or the other, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. We get what they want us to have.
Well, I think if we look to the alternative media out there, we will eventually get the truth.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Thank you, Trish.
Thanks for the information, Sally.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Unfortunate set of circumstances. You know, the what precipitated that with... I really invite people to go online and look at some of the footage of the tapes, the videotapes that are there about to get the history. There's also a speech by the congressman from up there, and I've forgotten his name, Walden, perhaps, I think, the representing that area, who spelled this whole thing out, all about the backfire and that got away and the cases and everything. He spoke to the Congress, explained everything, and gave a solution. I mean, he literally spelled out, this is what BLM did, this is what the people did, this is how this happened. These are the laws. They came back and tried to, you know, he spelled it out in great, and he gave solutions. He said, all we have to do as Congress is pass this, and the president has to sign this, and this whole thing goes away and is made right. They won't do anything
with
it.
Wow. I know we kind of chatted about this last month when we were on, This was kind of, this was all.
Yeah. So, I mean, I invite people to get the background, go online, look this up. You can just go right to it and go to Burns, Oregon, and all of this information comes forward, and take the time to watch the presentation by the representative, Congressman Walden, from there. And it really spells it all out and gives you the information you need to make a clear decision. I mean, there's accusations on both sides about the man's death, but it's just a bad deal.
Preventable situation.
Yes, it was. And to me, I think I just find that sad. You know, we had, again, I always bring up his name, Fred Kelly Grant, who's been very involved in these, an attorney from Idaho. Brilliant man who's done this all of his life, and he's been in many of these battles. Carl's had him on the show here. Been involved in many of these battles with the federal government where they overstep their rights and take advantage of the American people. And if they'd stop doing that, these kinds of instances wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a few messages here.
Well, of course, on a much lighter and much happier note, of course, on February the 13th, you can head on down to Elements Lounge in Wind River Casino and enjoy the ever-popular Linda Bott performing down there with Linda Bott, with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, singing and entertaining from 7 to 9. That's February the 13th. What an absolutely perfect Valentine's outing there at Elements Lounge.
And if you're not able to make it then, she's going to be there this evening as well.
That's
from
right.
7 to 9.
That's right.
First Thursday of the month.
We invite you to check out Elements Lounge. You can make your reservations 243-3377. That way you'll be sure to get a very good seat. That's Elements Lounge in Wind River Casino, 243-3377. Back with more Free Fire Radio right after this on KCNR 1460.
Certified produce abounds in the Orchard Nutrition Center Produce Department. All Orchard Nutrition Center produce is only watered with purified and pH-balanced water.
My name is John Moore. I've been shopping here at Orchard for 3 years now. One of the things that keeps me coming back is the produce here is exceptional.
And visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Organic Deli and Bakery, featuring custom-made sandwiches on freshly baked breads with nitrate-free deli meats. Orchard Nutrition Center's roast beef is grass-fed, grass-finished, and the cheeses are organic and RBST-free. Or choose vegetarian or vegan options and organic rotisserie chicken, as well as delicious homemade soups and salads. And Orchard Nutrition Center features a full-service coffee bar. Orchard Nutrition Center's in-house bakery features freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and a large selection of baked, gluten-free, and vegan items daily. And now, to better serve your family, Orchard Nutrition Center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, February 4th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and my special guest, Lou White. That's February 4th in Elements Lounge. 243-3377 for reservations. It's going to be a great night. Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
818 on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. We'll be back to the Clarks in just a moment. I want to tell you now that this portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, service 7 days a week and 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
And this is the Clarks. This is Trish.
And Sharon, good morning.
And this is KCNR 1460 AM radio. Jump into the chat room if you'd like at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567.
So I wanted to ask you a personal question.
Okay.
So do you have an estate plan?
I do.
Because this issue has come up in my business. As many of you listeners know, I own Home Helpers, which is a home care agency here in Reading. And just like in the last few months, I have had so many families, there is not a current estate plan, and they want service, or the kids are in the middle of this problem, and there's nothing on paper, and everything's going into probate, mom passed away, they can't get access to stuff. It is a huge mess.
Yes. And you know, so many people, very few people know my background beyond politics, but prior to the time I was in politics and lived in the North State, I was a paralegal in the Bay Area, and I worked for a probate attorney, and I did probate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so I, you I saw the other side.
And
they love probate, by the way. It's a lot of money.
Absolutely. But the sadness is, if you don't have a plan, and the reason most people don't have a plan is because they don't want to talk about it. That's depressing.
It is. It's a private, personal matter.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about dying. So we're going to interrupt that conversation and just go to the phones quickly, and we're going to talk to Morton. Good morning, Morton.
Greetings. I want to explain that you ladies are exceedingly powerful, but I wanted to give you a little history lesson on the power of the marvelous ladies. I'm sure everyone has heard about William Wilberforce of Britain, and he was in the Parliament, and he was determined to stop slavery. And if you watched the movie or read the book, he did something exceedingly clever. He managed to get a large floating, shall we say, a barge with bands and food and everything else, and he invited the ladies of the Parliament, the wives of the legislators, to join him, and it was a very pleasant cruise up the Thames until they passed the slave ships that their husbands were involved in. Then he explained to them what was going on, and these ladies took that problem to their husbands, and lo and behold, slavery was eventually stopped in the British Empire. Now, I'll tell you, that's power. And I highly recommend that you ladies realize that we have some absolutely corrupt monsters in various parts of our government, and I think you ladies could stop that. But here's our biggest problem, is if there's crimes, why isn't there any prosecution? Why isn't there any stoppage of this sort of thing? And if there is no stoppage, if there's no bringing to justice of these criminals, what's the point of even voting for another set of criminals?
Yeah.
So I'll let you discuss that.
Thank you, Morton.
Thank Morton very much.
So we're powerful.
Thanks for your call, Morton.
We're powerful.
We are.
He's not telling us anything we didn't know, but I do think though there's a good point there, is that when I think women are underrated. I mean, I think it's gotten a lot better obviously since the time that he was referring to, but women are powerful, and banding together, we can change the course of things, especially voting.
I think that's absolutely true, and I think it's unfortunate that the role model that we have of a powerful woman is the one that we presently have.
Yeah.
And that kind of, you know, unfortunately...
That may be taking us back a little bit.
That may set us back centuries. I'm not sure. Thanks for the call, Morton.
Thanks,
appreciate
thank
the information.
But yeah, back to the estate planning, though. And the other thing with having your estate plan is, and you have a son, right?
I do.
Yeah. And does he know what's in your estate plan? And mm-hmm. have you gone over it with him? Because that's the other part that has to happen. You've got to communicate to the people that are on your estate plan.
And that's the other thing that kids, when their parents come to them and say, okay, and I want to explain and I want to show you, and they go, I don't want to talk
about
that.
Absolutely, they
shut
it down. Yeah,
That's creepy. I don't want to talk about when you're dead or that's morbid. And unfortunately, so many people don't do it. Having had the background that I did, I do have a good estate plan, and my husband and I put that together right after we were married. We had I had two stepchildren, and then we had a new son, and the stepchildren were quite a bit older, so there was certainly a time in our life when we needed to take that into consideration and have our will accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
As time went on, and now all the kids are grown, things have changed. Bob and I had an extensive estate plan made where power of attorneys and the medical power of attorney, so that if I'm hospitalized, my son has the power to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important. Not only that, when someone passes away, the family's up in the air so dramatically.
You're already grieving.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's not the time to try to figure out. It's so much kinder and gentler to have all those plans made and have everything just fall into place.
For sure. And I'll tell you, one of the issues that has come up a lot, too, is the individual that didn't have everything signed, that didn't have everything put together, now has a cognitive impairment, whether it's dementia or Alzheimer's. And now they can't put it together. And this has come up with a couple families that, they meant to. And now no attorney is going to let mom sign anything. So now, even though they had the best of intentions, it needs to be done when you're younger. And it needs to be, as you did, evaluated every year. I always tell families, you know, find your good attorney. Please don't go to LegalZoom.com or one of these websites and think you can do an estate online. If you could do that, it's about $1,000 to $1,200 to do a good one on average. If you could do that for $200, everybody would be doing it for $200. Mm-hmm. And California has their own set of laws and how things are set up. And when you go onto those websites, it may or may not even hold up. So put out the money. Go to a local estate planning attorney. You know, get advice from your financial advisor or your friends on who to go to, because there's some great ones, and review it every year. When you know, I can't tell you how many families, you know, you might have put your son as your, you know, medical directives, and now this year he has cancer, and maybe that wouldn't be a good role for him. And so let's look at, you know, you don't think about these things. Maybe the son and daughter-in-law that were in charge are getting divorced now, and you don't want her on there anymore. Or maybe tragically one of your kids passed away and they're listed as something. And those aren't the things you think about when in the moment, but when you're reviewing that plan and looking at who you put in charge year to year, the best person for those roles might change depending on what's going on in their lives. And it's so important that you have the right, and if you put the kid who's an accountant, who is worried about every penny, in charge of your care, he's going to put you in assisted living. And let me tell you, put the kid who's compassionate and wants to understand your needs in charge of your financial affairs, because I can't tell you how many people have been forced out of their home into assisted living because that kid's looking at numbers, and it is cheaper to have your parent in assisted living than at home.
Yeah.
And so, you know, make sure that you have the right people in the roles.
You know, and here's another thing that happens, and especially if you're in a situation where you have one child. People will tell you immediately upon, you just touch their cord, because they'll say, okay, now your husband has passed away, you need to put your son on all your accounts. You need to put your son's name on all of your accounts so that it easily transferred. And I'm here to tell you that's not a good idea. You want it so that it flows to him, but you want control of it yourself. Mm-hmm. Until such time as you can no longer control it.
Right.
As you indicated, what happens when that, let's just say your son or your daughter, his name is equal partner in your home and your bank account and everything, and they get into terrible, your daughter gets into terrible financial trouble, and now she's going through bankruptcy. Oops. Now here's all this stuff that she's co-owner of that's a part of that whole thing.
Yep. And I would.
And you're going through a bad. All of a sudden, your son and or daughter's going through a bad divorce. Oops! Now the wife or the husband is saying, "Well, wait a minute. That's part of ours. We get to share the
right.
data up."
You're so right, Trish. I was with an estate attorney giving at a panel discussion, and this gal raises her hand in the back and is all smart and goes, "Well, I didn't put my house in my trust. I just put my son on it." And he says, "How secure is his marriage?" And she says, "Well, I mean, they've been married for 10, 12 years." And she's like, "Well, you know, that's community property now that he's on it. If they get divorced, he doesn't get the house. She gets half of the house now. So how well do you know your daughter-in-law?" You know, and these are the things that estate planning attorneys can put everything in your trust. And you can put documentation in that says two doctors have to declare you incompetent to handle your affairs. Then your son can invoke his power of attorney and get access to all of those things. You can put it all in writing so that everything's followed and clear. You can even put in there that you want all of your funds to go to pay for you to stay at home and have home care brought in or whatever your wishes are. But it's, I mean, if you love your children, you need to take care of this because if you're not in love with your children, but you don't want the government just getting to take their fair share or tell you how your assets are going to be dispersed, it's really important to spend $1,000 to do it.
And you need to take this into consideration because this is not a conversation you want to have at the time someone passes away, and then you try to sit there and explain to your son and daughter-in-law or daughter and son-in-law why you don't want them to have the name. And it's not a good thing to say, well, what if you get a divorce when they're happily married?
That's right.
I mean, that's not a good way to instill family get-togethers.
Right. We have a call?
We do have a call from Dave. And, Dave, welcome to KCNR 1460. Go.
Good morning, Dave.
Thanks, ladies. And, Bob, California now allows transfer on death for real estate. Just started this year. And that's a way... when you die, your house, you just go to the title company and get a new title, and then the house transfers title to whoever you chose, and it can be one child or two children, whatever you want. And similarly, you can have your bank account or brokerage account registered as transfer on death, and it can pass immediately when you die or immediately after you get your death certificate, one-third can go to one kid and one-third can go to another, whatever percentages you want. So you may be able to, if that's the main thing in your estate is real estate and a brokerage account, you may not need thousands of dollars legal expense.
Well, that's nice have that available.
Yeah, exactly. If, in fact, that's all you have is your bank account and a house and very simple and nothing more that would require a trust, the good options to know about. Thank you for that information.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you very much.
I guess probably the message we're trying to get out here today is do some research about this stuff, and we'll talk a little bit more about it on the other side.
And it is 42 degrees in Reading in this portion of the weather, and is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. When you're choosing a company to provide propane service, while it might seem simple at first, you really do need to put some thought into it. Safety and well-being of your family should be top of the list. So when you're thumbing through the phone book, searching the internet, or listening to us here at KCNR, consider the following. Choose a company based on their references, reputation, and safety record, not just price, and you'll be sure to choose Shasta Gas Propane. More coming up after these messages on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me.
There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you want to have more fun in 2016?
The Reading Civic Auditorium has you covered.
Tim Flannery and the Lunatech Fringe are back February 13th.
C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters is now a critically acclaimed theatrical masterpiece. The Associated Press calls devilishly funny. Don't miss it, March 4th.
March 6th, Shinedown rocks the house for one epic night.
March 20th, join Celtic sensation Lorena McKennitt for an intimate evening of music.
And who can resist the hardest working man in show business? That's right, Jay Leno is in the house March 26th.
Now don't get scammed on your tickets to these great shows. Go to www.readingcivic.com or contact our box office at 530-229-0022. For more show announcements and pre-sale access, sign up for our emails at the Reading Civic Auditorium's website, www.readingcivic.com, or contact the box office at 530-229-0022.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, and, of course, reloading supplies. The Reading Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Looking for a perfect Valentine's Day weekend? Look no further than Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy a delectable meal for you and your loved one that includes steak and lobster, chocolate-dipped strawberry champagne appetizers, and more. This special dinner is offered February 12th, 13th, and 14th and includes music and dancing to Linda Bott on the 13th and Mark McAbee on February the 14th, Valentine's Day. Also ask about the sweetheart package at the hotel that includes champagne, $50 food vouchers, and more surprises. Call Wind River Resort for reservations, 243-3377, Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
8:35, this portion of Free Fire Radio. Courtesy of Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold, 244-9478. It's where Carl gets his haircut. It's where I generally get my haircut. And men, it's where you should get yours cut too. Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading.
And welcome back. This is part Thursday. I love Thursday mornings. It's always the only day of the week that I get up at a ungodly hour to get out
in retirement.
I'm a night person, so I get up Thursday morning, enjoy doing this and having this conversation with the North State every morning. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-46567.
So we were talking about estate plans, and what happens if you don't have an estate plan? And, you know, one of the things that I think this our older generation folks, some of them, you know, late 70s, 80s, just don't want to deal with getting an estate plan. They figure it's their kid's problem later. You know, they just don't want to do it. And, you know, Trish, what happens is the government's going to tell you, I mean, they're happy to take it to probate and get their percent. So if all you have is your hard-earned home that's fully paid for, get, you know, go to an attorney, pay for an hour, and, you know, get it done, because the government's going to split that up and take their fair share. And I don't think any of us need to work our entire lives to support the government with our assets.
And you're exactly right. And it's just, like you said, regardless of how little or how much you have, at least spend the time to go to a good probate attorney. And there are several of them here in Chester County. And take the time to have that conversation. And maybe it is just a simple
transfer
on death. Issue, and that attorney, these good attorneys will they're not going to all sell you an estate planning thing.
Right.
They're going to tell you what you need to do for your circumstances. We have a phone call. We'll go to Ron on line one. Go ahead, Ron. Okay, Ron, go ahead.
Yes, hello there.
Good morning.
You know, 10 or 12 years ago, somebody came on a talk show, and it was a rancher, and I'm not sure if it was like Arizona or Nevada. But anyhow, he told the very same story that's happening up there in Burns, Oregon, and Nevada.
Yes.
It was either Forest Service or BLM put so many regulations on him that he couldn't do it. Anyhow, so he bought a lawyer and tried to fight it legally through the courts. And they would move the place they were supposed to be and for the court hearing, and they just drug it out and drug it out till I think they broke the guy, and they were able to take over his ranch. And anyhow, this has been going on. This is like 10 or 12 years ago. So this has been going on for a long time. And I believe if they talked to a bunch of other ranchers in just different areas like that, I bet a lot of them would have the same story that either BLM or Forest Service, as far as I'm concerned, they're both crooked organizations. We're breaking them. And maybe they ought to hold that thing for Lavoie out at the BLM office. I'm sure there's one here in town.
Yeah.
But I don't really...
There is an office here in town. It's up on Hempstead Drive, and I do believe that they recently asked their people not to go in the field and, in fact, have security at the BLM office. So, not
who asked
too sure.
That?
Pardon?
You said they somebody asked them not to go up there?
The agency told their field people to not do any field operations during the... This was in the Record Searchlight, recent story,
that
the local BLM had told their field people not to go out and that they had beefed up security at their office up there. So,
well, they should just hold a rally out there. And, you know, a few years ago, I'm not sure if it was the lawyer that Trish just talked about, but didn't they hold something out there at the Forest Service station?
Yes.
They did.
Way back when, I believe Mr. Basenko was even there. But anyhow, I think it was the lawyer said he came in late. And there was actually a Forest Service cop on the outskirts watching what was going on. And I think he said he even had his AK-47 out and was just standing there waiting for something to happen.
There were Forest Service LEOs. I happen to know people in the Forest Service. There were Forest Service LEOs, some of whom were rather uncomfortable with the situation, but the forest supervisor at the time felt that this was a potential situation in spite of the fact that, you know, Shasta County's top cop was there as part of the organization. This had to do with the roads management, I believe.
Yes, yeah. It did.
Yeah, that Sharon never did show. But anyway,
yeah.
They're uncomfortable. Good grief. How about poor Lavoie?
Yeah.
I mean, this has been going on for years.
Ron,
and
this
now
is
they
what...
wonder why the people are so unhappy and irritated.
This is what happens when you get in this situation here that was in Redding, and I am very, very familiar with that, and it was Fred Kelly Grant.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this is exactly what has happened with our agencies. When you get people like Sharon Haywood, an attorney who was the forest supervisor running the show, you're absolutely right. She overreacted. But that's what happens when you get people who don't know anything about forests operating and running forests. You get attorneys
yep.
that bring in the bureaucracy, that bring in this kind of over-regulation to the people. I don't get on a lot of these soapboxes. I will tell you that the abuses in these large agencies, because they're not under anybody's control.
No.
The U.S. Forest Service used to be the only government department that operated in the black. They made money every year. They harvested and they managed our forests.
Yep.
And that was what they did for years. And then when we got into all of that environmental save the trees and protect the land and get all the people off of it mode with the spotted owl, all that has turned around and they have become just another agency like any of the other federal agencies that all are about bureaucracy and taking our land away from us.
All right, we better move along.
All right, thanks very much for your input, Ron.
I would hasten to point out that I would find it extremely unlikely that a Forest Service employee would be sporting an AK-47 Kalashnikov rifle. I do not believe that is a standard issue weapon for U.S. government agencies.
Probably not.
No.
Possibly a semi-auto M4 or the equivalent, but people make what worries me about statements like, and I do know I'll be the first one to say there's a problem, there's a big problem with government agencies, but when we layer on wild speculations and rumors like that. He was sporting an AK-47. I'm sorry, but with all respect, that doesn't help the narrative.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's the unfortunate part when you get bureaucracy out of control. And what we've witnessed, certainly with this present government, we've got everybody really on the defensive now and angry. Back to our original topics this morning, that's why the primary season is doing what it's doing, because people are angry, they've been pushed, and they see a kind of a light at the end of the tunnel there, and they're really hoping it's not a train.
Has this issue with BLM come up in any of the debates?
You know, what no, happened? It hasn't.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see really what people's
hasn't.
Thoughts
it
were on that.
It certainly has been a debate in all of the southern states. I know that when I was involved with it, when I was on the board, and I haven't followed it. I mean, certainly, maybe that's a show we ought to have from our perspective here. And there are really qualified people here who have been dealing with off-road vehicle problems, the closure of roads in our forests, more land being taken into public. I mean, there's all kinds of people we can call on. Maybe that's somebody we got to get in here and talk one time.
I'm sorry, but on the political map for the people in Washington, D.C., anything this side of the Rocky Mountains is just labeled Hollywood.
Exactly. And that rural part of the whatever.
Problem, huh?
Yeah,
yeah.
This isn't something they deal with readily. That's why they can't get any footage. When Walden took it to them in Congress, they all listened very politely and then adjourned.
Mm-hmm.
They're not wanting to move or co-sign or get involved in it because back to the whole, you know, we got all the people on the East Coast and the only place we've got any people in that kind of mass is in the state of California, yeah. And they're all
yeah.
liberal.
Public
so
land issues are not a big thing on the radar
right,
of the East Coast the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we have got people in the California legislature who think that all land should be, quote, public land.
Oh,
and
exactly.
That's a scary notion.
I mean, here you've got clear on the West Coast, you've got Feinstein and Boxer, and God, they would declare every inch of anything that somebody isn't standing on as government land so they can take it over and be happy to do it.
Oh, gosh.
So yeah, that's not a... the whole public lands issue is something that we're so outnumbered in representation and land mass, but they have, the people back east have no clue how much the government owns back in the western states.
And on that, before we get ready to take our quarter break, I want to tell you this portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
NorCal Limo and Boheme Spa are bringing you the ultimate in giveaways. Enjoy picking up your sweetheart in Redding's best limo in town, NorCal Limo. Then head over in style to the wonderful Boheme Spa and relax with the wonderful couples massage. Experience an unforgettable memory. Call in to KCNR 605-4565 or email me, Molly, at kcnr1460.com. We will be picking a winner February 12th live on our morning show. It's KCNR's Valentine's Day giveaway.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
It is 12 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock on KCNR. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back to the final section of this morning's Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio. You've been listening to Trish Clark and...
and Sharon Clark, and we're not family, but we could be.
We could be. And you can join this conversation if you'd like at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. So we've talked about a lot of things. I'd like to finish up kind of the conversation about the whole issue with the states and the elderly population. And you need to start thinking about this when you first have kids, really, because there's things to think about. You've got young children. What if something happens to both of you? What if you go out to dinner one night and you're in one of these accidents and now you've got two small children? Who's going to be their guardian? Do you have a preference? Do you want to just leave that up to somebody else to decide? Maybe you've talked about it. Maybe you haven't. Those are kind of things that's when you start your estate planning.
Absolutely. And like you said, when my daughter is now finishing her education, when they're younger, it looks different. When they're high school, it looks different. When they're, when they're out of the house and they're both sufficient, I'm going to update my estate plan to reflect that that money gets distributed differently now that they've been educated and are in a different place in their life than when they were, a minor. And so it's really important to have a relationship with an estate attorney and continue getting this stuff adjusted. And again, I say this because on my end, being in home care, I see the other side. I see the adult children in tears because mom had a stroke. She's in rehab. They don't know what she wanted. There were no medical directives. They're not just grieving their mother that's had a stroke. They're grieving the fact that they don't know what to do. They don't know that mom wants, does mom want assisted living? Does mom want to come home? What kind of care does mom want? What financially is available? They can't get access to anything to help her get home. If you know who Home Helpers is and you know we're an amazing agency, which I think we are.
Yeah, I could get over with that.
And no one opens a business to be second best. I opened a business to be first. But if you know who I am and you think, gosh, I really want to do business with them and help my mom get home, but you can't make any decisions, it doesn't really matter if you know who I am. You have to have that estate in place. And I tell families all the time, there's knowing what's available in Reading as you age is really important, but having the things in place to take advantage of those services comes first. You've got
Absolutely.
To have the estate plan.
And if you think about it, as you age, as we indicated, your life changes. So now you're by yourself. You've got a comfortable living. You go to a senior center most of the time. You have a group of friends. Your family has their life and what have you. Maybe at this point your children are all set up and you've got some money and maybe you've got some favorite things that you'd like to have a share of that money. Maybe that's something you want to include in your will. Maybe you go to your favorite senior center all the time, or you're very involved with Haven Humane and animals, or maybe you've got the arts. Maybe you've become a painter in your older age and you'd like to have some of that money go to help the arts in Shasta County. All of those things can be taken down and written into those papers that you have, and you can really then make a decision about what happens to the money you've worked hard for.
Absolutely. Let's not let the government decide how that's going to be dispersed.
Exactly, and it's not a morbid conversation, and it's something you should start having as a young married couple and then continue that conversation. Have a say-so. Take responsibility for what happens to the people and the things you care about after you're gone. And you can do that. I mean, who wouldn't want to reach out of the grave and change things?
Well, and there's what they call the 40-70 rule. When your child turns 40 or you turn 70, to start having that conversation. Because if you have the estate plan, but you haven't communicated those wishes to your child, which is one of the things I asked you earlier in the hour was, does your son know? Because here's the deal. You have to communicate to the people. And even if your kids don't want to hear about it, when you're well and healthy and in your 60s and you're putting stuff together and you're deciding who's going to handle what, sit down with everybody and say, we don't want to burden you with these kinds of decisions. We're putting everything together. And let me tell you, the families that I see that we work with that come and need home care and everything's lined out and the kids know what mom and dad want and they're just instructed to follow those wishes. We care to them until they pass away at home. Everything transitions perfectly over and goes exactly where mom and dad wanted it to go. The kids are not dealing with probate and court and fighting with each other, because everything's decided. That's the legacy you want to leave. That's
exactly
the life you want to leave.
And not let the government get involved in it and take their share out and pay for an attorney at that point. Paying for an attorney up front to set it all up is a whole lot cheaper than paying for that attorney to probate that estate, because there's set fees. And if you have X number of value of this, they get a certain percentage of this amount. And that's just how it is. And you don't get to have any say about it.
Right.
That.
And don't leave it for your children to be grieving you and arguing and take their relationship down.
And they will argue. If you have more than one child, there are going to be arguments if you don't make the decision.
It is, and
that's just human
nature. You're ruining
nature.
Your kids' relationships.
Exactly.
Like, let's take care of this.
This happened in my family. My father, who had divorced his wife, who was not my mother, and then he got into some health issues, and then there were some family things going. So he died intestate. No will at all.
Yes.
And it was ugly. It was just
a nightmare.
Freaking ugly. And what happens to people when there's money involved? And it was just, I walked away from it. I threw up my hands and walked away. I was appalled.
Yeah.
Don't let this happen to you.
Yeah, and Bob, I always say, if you want to know the real issues in a family, you just wait till someone gets old and sick. Because it all comes out, and sometimes it's not really about the money. That one child that never felt like they were treated fairly, they didn't get as nice of a car as the other kids, they were the black sheep, whatever the saying is. When that person's dying or has passed, they're dealing with the fact that that's never going to be made okay. That part of them that never felt approval from that parent, they're grieving that loss. But sometimes that equates to all they have left to do is fight. And so what can they fight about? It's not even always about the money, but it's about the emotions that child never really felt treated right. And it's just, that's how they're coming across.
And as I indicate, in my very early life, in my 20s, I dealt with this on a regular basis. And I would just walk out of there not believing how you could take people who had, I mean, my goodness, they're family, and they are absolutely ready to go to blows and kill each other over a portrait or a vase or a some kind of a piece of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
It's really ugly to watch this happen in an estate plan, and you can so avoid so much of that by just taking the time to decide who gets the pearl ring and who you want to have this or that or the other thing. Make those wishes known. You got time on your hands now. You're sitting there. Make some lists. Put them in with your estate. Then you take all that pressure away, and they don't have all these extra things to argue about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They can really. It's not something you want to sit through.
It can get ugly.
It will tear a family
completely apart.
For years. And unfortunately, some of those things that happen at that time will last many, many years before everybody can lick their wounds and get back together. So just a simple thing to do, and it's not morbid. It's not morbid to decide whether you want to be cremated or whether you want to have a burial. It's not morbid to do any of those
things.
Pick
out your casket. Oh, the other thing, decide what songs, what hymns, if you're religious or not. The kids are arguing about that stuff, too. So plan it all out so everything's decided. Even though you're not going to be here, why leave that burden for your children? Make that your goal for 2016, to get all of that stuff. And then tell them.
And then tell them.
And tell them what you did and why, so that they're not fighting at the end either.
Well, for example, I went and saw my dad. He liver cancer took him very, very quickly. And we spoke, and I was the only one of the kids who made it there. And he said to me verbally that he wanted to be scattered at sea. Nobody else overheard that. After he passed, the squabbling began, and to my knowledge, his ashes are still sitting in a box somewhere, and his final wishes never carried out, and I was totally helpless to do anything about it. There's no worse feeling in the world. So if you have a, if you're looking at this, or if you, when you're facing your mortality, make sure that you get this, these ducks in a row.
Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah, it is, you know, that's kind of a morbid conversation for, I mean, everybody's thinking, wow, that was it. But it isn't morbid. It's about making your decisions work for you and having the things that you want happen after you're gone.
Right, and that legacy that you leave your children, you've worked hard to raise your children and you want everyone to remain close and support each other. And if things aren't in play, you know, emotions take over and that's not what you want to leave for your children. So,
no, exactly.
So if you don't have something in place, put it in place. And if you haven't chatted with your children, start talking. And if you are an adult child listening who hasn't chatted with your parents, start that dialogue and say, you know, Mom, Dad, I heard this conversation. I got to thinking, I don't really know what you want. And I certainly want to honor you and make sure I respect your wishes. And can we chat about, you know, what you have in place? So I'm aware.
And if you, now a lot of people will take, this is another commonly made mistake that'll throw a will out and then it can't be probated, is if you decide, you just think, why do I just want to do this? I'm just going to write it all down and I'm just going to put it in my handwriting and sign it. If you do that, don't have anybody witness it. Because once you have somebody witness that document, it's no longer all in your handwriting.
Oh, interesting.
So that's a thing that people will do. And then if there is a contest where they want to throw the will out, that's one of the ways they can do it because it's not a holographic will. It is not at all in that person's handwriting. Go to an estate attorney.
Yeah.
Spend enough for an hour. That's our message for
advice.
You. And thanks for joining us this morning. This is Free Fire Radio, and we're done for now.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, ladies. As always, a pleasure. I sort of look forward to the first part of the month, and I had actually forgotten what day it was, so I came in expecting Carl and company, but as always, you have done an absolutely fantastic job. Thank you, and thank you for being a listener of KCNR Shasta Redding.
Down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A former drug company executive's appearance on Capitol Hill raises more questions than it answers at a hearing into the skyrocketing cost of a prescription drug.
Former CEO Martin Shkreli refusing to answer questions about his decision to hike the cost of life-saving drugs.
Do you think you've done anything wrong?
On the advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination.
Shkreli repeating the same answer to every question except one.
Is it pronounced Shkreli?
Yes, sir.
See, there you can answer some questions.
South Carolina's Trey Gowdy. Shkreli was dismissed after refusing to answer any other questions.
Capitol Hill correspondent Molly Hines. Shkreli hiked the price of the potentially life-saving drug Daraprim by more than 5,000%. Following his second-place showing in the Iowa Republican caucuses, Donald Trump continues hammering away at the man who beat him in Iowa. Trump accusing Ted Cruz supporters